East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
That music.
The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, crack open a cold one because this one's got more fizz than a factory full of Pepsi Buteles. He's got lots of caps and one of them isn't on top of the bottle. Straight out of Clitlui and storming the stadiums like Mentos in a bottle. He's the carbonated king of contact, the fizzy-footed phenomenon, the only guy who can flatten you and quench your thirst at the same time. Pepsi, no coke, no smoke, Buteles. With a ton of caps for the Sharks and a try on his Springbok debut, he's more explosive than a shaken can at a barbecue or braai. Big hits, bigger heart, and zero sugar coating. He's bringing bubbles and bruises because when Pepsi plays, it's game over, not cola under. He puts the bay in Buteles. Pepsi, Buteles.
Welcome, Pepsi.
Morning.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Jeez, that was awesome, Devin. Thank you. Yeah,
it's just for you, bro.
Sure. Where do you get this?
Oh, you get the man.
It helps when the flowers. Content's great, sure.
Yeah. No, but guys, we're excited. We're like proper excited. This weekend, the Hollywood Bets Sharks are taking on Munster. It's the URC quarterfinal at Hollywood Bets Kings Park Stadium. And you can go get your tickets, by the way. It's like Tuesday, Carmen. Tuesday was 70% sold out. So good luck. Go to sharksrugby.co.za. Pepsi, we'll find out about the game at about 7:40. You're going to give us a breakdown of what we can expect from the game. First, we do this with all of our guests. You must know this by now. It's our quick fire questions. Pepsi Buteles, are you ready?
Okay.
Let's go.
First question, which player tackled you the hardest?
Sure. I'd probably say Dwayne Vermillion.
It's always Dwayne, eh? Isn't that your hardest tackle as well, Sky? Did you ever get hit by Dwayne?
No. I've never played against Dwayne.
So, Pepsi, when getting dressed, do you go left sock, left boot, right sock, right boot, or is it left sock, left boot, right boot?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I just wear Birkenstocks. So,
that's so KZN. We love it.
Okay, so who's the most famous person's number you have on your phone?
Yo, probably say Sia Kolisi.
Yeah, he's famous.
Yeah.
He's
okay. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done to you?
It actually happens quite a lot. They will ask for the strapping that I put around my wrist.
Oh, okay.
And,
what do I want to do? Like frame
it? I'm not sure what they use it for.
I would take that from a Springbok or a Shark player. I won't lie.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I'll put it in my cabinet and be like, look, guys.
Yeah.
I have Pepsi straps. Yeah.
It's when they try to take it off before he's played the game.
That's the problem.
It starts getting a bit awkward. That's when your own teammates say, hey, Pepsi, can I have your strapping? What's the last thing you Googled?
It was actually as I was preparing for this interview, I googled who is Sky Shabalala, because I've heard of him, but
yes.
I don't know who that was, so I just googled him quickly.
Hey, what did you find?
Did you find anything?
Yeah.
I mean apparently he's played for the Sharks before. So.
Yeah. You were still in diapers, my boy.
Okay,
then the last one, true or false, socks and flops are fine in public.
True.
Ooh, wow. You just single-handedly made it cool.
KZN, we love it.
Durban.
Hang on. Is that true? Is it true for everyone? Yeah. Anyone? Socks and flops?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Open season on socks and flops. I've been holding back. All right. So, Hollywood Bet Sharks, a loose forward, Pepsi Buteles is joining us today, head of the URC quarterfinal against Munster.
Pepsi, we have a very beautiful gift for you, just FYI.
Oh, thank you.
East Coast Radio,
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Package.
Yeah, unbox. Open it.
You want him to do it right now. You guys are so awkward. Yeah. He's got to open his gift right now.
What is that?
Don't they call this a Stanley Cup?
Yes, it's a Stanley Cup. Yes. This is East Coast Radio one.
East Coast Radio one.
My missus is going to love this.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that question is answered.
All right, take that off the
list. Yeah, take that off the list. I did tell you earlier he's newly engaged.
Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You did. All right, so Pepsi, the people who love rugby, they know you.
right? And they know your Springbok journey. They know your Sharks journey. They've already bought in. They love Pepsi. They love how you play the game. But for anyone out there who hears the URC tournament or URC quarterfinal and thinks, meh, how do you make them care?
Yeah, I think it's a special time for all Sharks supporters. I think for KZN as a province, it's a special weekend. I can't remember the last time the Sharks had a home quarterfinal in an international competition. Mm. I think we've really fought hard this season, finishing third on the log. So for me, I think as a KZN born a rugby player that's been with the Sharks now, I think it's just this weekend is just more about pride. You know, knowing that everyone that's going to take the field today is representing everyone that's from Durban, everyone that's from KZN, and yeah, representing South Africa really, because we are playing against a team that's from Ireland, and it always gets a bit tasty when we play against. Yeah.
And they still remember the World Cup.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So Pepsi, when you think about your journey, is there one specific moment in your career or a moment that defines you in terms of your path that got you here, or has it been a series of moments?
Yeah, I'd say it's been a series of moments. I think I've been extremely blessed in my career so far. I think coming from Eshushuwe, like you guys mentioned earlier, getting a scholarship to Durban High School, and then from there being picked up by the Sharks. I think there's many different moments and many different people that played a really important role in me being here today.
Yeah, and we have to address the elephant in the room here, Pepsi, because you know we talk about Sharks being in a quarterfinal at home and. Home quarterfinal, I think it's the first time it's happened. But, you know, you look at the other franchises, right? Am I right in saying that the pressure is on the Sharks now? Because we saw the Stormers do the business. We saw Bulls going to Leinster a couple of years ago win there, right? We saw Glasgow beating the Bulls in a final at Loftus. The pressure on you guys, explain that pressure. Do you guys feel it?
Yeah, I would say... Yeah, some would call it pressure, but I think for us it's just a standard that we hold ourselves to as a group. I think we're very fortunate in our group to have people that have been involved in really big games and you know, people that have performed in really big games. I think we really want to go all the way in this competition this year, and getting a home quarterfinal is the first goal that we've achieved.
Yeah.
And, I think just for all our fans out there, we also want to say thank you for everyone that's really made their way to Hollywood Bears Kings Park this year. It really does make a difference, guys. You might not realize it, but it gives us that extra push that we need, gives us the energy that we need to just get us over the line.
Pepsi, here's my question, which I'm sure no one's ever asked you, right? So after a game weekend, a smashing game weekend, a crunching game weekend, there's bruises, there's hematomas, there's twists, there's sprains, there's cracked eye sockets, there's, like, you know, it's been that game.
Yeah.
On a Monday, how do you feel when someone says, hey, Pepsi, how are you? I say, what do you think I am? How do you answer that question? Are you honest? You're like, yeah, you just go, yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah, it honestly depends on who's asking the question. If it's someone who's probably within the rugby circle or who at least understands the game, then you just tell them honestly. Yeah. But if you know it's someone who's not going to understand what you're talking about, you just say, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So what is the biggest opportunity that you almost missed out on?
That's a good question.
Yeah, good question. I'd say it's probably rugby, because growing up, even though I always played the game, I didn't know that I didn't think that I'd ever go professional, to be honest. For me, it was just about playing with my friends. At first, it was playing with my brothers back at home, because I've got three brothers. So it was just wanting to take part. And, you know, as a kid, you never want to be left out.
For sure.
And then, yeah, I just kind of carried on playing throughout primary school. I got an opportunity to go to DHS, like I said earlier. And all of that, for me, it was just an opportunity to get an education at the best school in South Africa.
Shout out.
Thank you.
Don't look at me.
DHS plug right there.
Yeah. But yeah, like I never thought that I'd go professional. So I'd say that's probably biggest opportunity that I almost missed out on.
Wow.
Explain this to me, right? You're on the field. You're playing a good game. Everything's going pretty well. You can see that you were about to play a set piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a full house, right? And then you get the ball and the crowd cheers. Do you hear them or are you just in the, I've got a set piece here, I do this, then I do that, then I do this. What do you hear? What's in the head?
It's actually amazing. So before, like, I know for myself, before I get the ball, like as I'm, you know, like the ball's going through the hands or going through the phases, I can hear the crowd. You can hear the cheers, the screams, and everyone telling players, "Oh, pass the ball, man! Pass the ball!"
Offside. But,
that's what I actually wanted to know. Do you ever hear that individual pass?
Yeah. But it's interesting because once I get the ball, it's just like everything just. So it's just for those few seconds that I'm running with the ball, everything's just quiet.
Wow.
You know, most of the time, I actually don't even hear the person
calling for the ball
next to me. That's why fans say, "Pass the ball."
He understands it. We don't hear them when they say pass. That's why I hold the ball.
I asked that question because Sky literally goes deaf. You know, he has never passed the ball to his left-hand side in his life.
As soon as he gets the ball, his hearing stops.
He gets it. He gets it from a scrum in his 22 and he thinks, okay, I must go to the try.
Just run.
You go. Pepsi, most difficult part about playing against Munster this weekend? It's a good team.
Munster are a very good team. I think they're very well coached. I think we've all seen that they've really got a good culture amongst their group, that never say die attitude. It doesn't really matter how they start the campaign. I think we've seen now for the past three seasons of the URC where they sometimes don't get the best of starts to their season, but towards the business end they really know how to hit their form, really start winning games, whether it's at home and away. So it's a team that will never go away. They've also got a very good record in playoffs rugby. So that's something that we're very well aware of. And again, that is why we need everyone that's going to be in Durban this weekend to be at Hollywood Base Kings Park. We really need you guys. We're up against a quality outfit and I think...
Can you quickly explain why people need to be there the weekend and what that means to you guys and why you need a full house?
As players, it's something we speak about a lot, representing Durban, representing KZN. Like I said earlier, it really does make a difference when our backs are against the wall and it's really tough. We're trying to break through that Munster wall. I think every voice, every scream is really going to give us energy to just push that much harder. So we really do need everyone to be there. We're appealing to everyone in KZN to be at Hollywood Base Kings Park.
And it adds to your chance of victory. Just having tens of thousands of people supporting you, would you say it adds 1%, 10%, 25%? How much does it add?
Sure. I'd say 1,000%.
Oh, wow. 1,000.
Well, there you go. There are some tickets left. Go and get your tickets at sharksrugby.co.za. Hollywood Bets, Sharks, Loose Forward, Pepsi, Buttelezi. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
No, I like it. It was great having you here. All the best for this weekend. Sharks 100% all the way.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.